Good morning. This is WCQS. I'm David Horand. It's Friday. Joining me for a look at the weekend, Tony Kiss. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. A great one. Hey, everybody. David, another weekend has rolled right around and a lot of fun things to do. Some returning series up on the stage this weekend, a big movie, some plays. Let's start with some music, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
You got a song in your heart this morning?
Every day.
Okay, well, the Swannanoa Chamber Music Festival might be able to use you because they begin their 2014 season this weekend, concert Sunday in Waynesville at the Performing Arts Center. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. And then again Tuesday, playing it. At Kittredge Theater, One Wilson College in Swannanoa. And Bill Hoyt and the gang are out there. They're going to have five programs this summer with lots of great classical music. This weekend's program, we're going to hear music of Haydn, American songwriter Alec Wilder, and Schumann. So you can get going for the next 5 weekends. We'll have great chamber music from the Swannanoa Chamber players, and that's always a fine thing to do to finish off your weekend. You can also go this weekend on Saturday to Shindig on the Green. The Mountain Music shows are back at Roger McGuire Green at Pack Square Park downtown. Lots of free mountain music, dancing, singing, carrying on.
You know what that means?
What's that?
It's officially summer.
It's officially summer when Shindig on the Green gets going. Absolutely. And they'll play almost every single Saturday about 7 o'clock. Every Saturday through the summer season. So, except I think one weekend they're off for the Mountain Dancing Folk Festival. But anyway, that's always a great event too. And then tonight, out at Pisgah Brewing, the one, the only Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers playing at Pisgah Brewing in Black Mountain. That's going to be a great, great show. Bruce Hornsby, no stranger to these parts. He comes in here quite regularly, playing at 7:30 p.m., and this is going to just be a really killer way to get the weekend going at Pisgah Brewing. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry. Put it down in the Asheville Citizen Times, in our Asheville Scene Entertainment Culinary Magazine. It's also online at AshevilleScene.com, and it's in boxes around town, so you can get it several different ways. A couple more musical notes. Let's see if you like Pink Floyd, and I know you do, David.
I do.
Okay, the Black Jacket Symphony performing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon tonight at the Orange Peel. And maybe we should just go on to some theater because we have a couple of new shows to talk about this morning. We have Stardust Supper Club out at Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater in Mars Hill at SART. And this is the story of two fictional friends of the great composer Hoagy Carmichael, who were operating a small Indiana nightclub in the 1950s. Lots of Hoagy Carmichael's big hits. Can you think of a song that Hoagy Carmichael wrote?
He wrote a lot of great music, and you really put me on the spot.
Well, I guess one of the big ones was Georgia on My Mind. That was certainly one that you still hear quite a bit. So anyway, that's playing at Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater at Owen Theater, Mars Hill University. The one-man show Elephant in My Closet at North Carolina Stage Company is about an actor's decision to come out as a Democrat to his father. And at Parkway Playhouse up in Burnsville on Saturday, the musical Forever Plaid up there, beginning its run. A very fun story about a fictional 1950s singing group returning to play one more show for the audience. Last weekend to go see Spamalot at Asheville Community Theater. Rodgers and Hammerstein's classic, classic songs come to life in Grand Night for Singing out at Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. And My Fair Lady on the big stage out at Flat Rock Playhouse, a grand bit of theater, too. Another Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, too. Henry V of the Montfort Park Players. So you got a lot of choices. If you want to see free theater, Henry V, Shakespeare. If you want to see musicals, we got a number of choices, comedies, all the home works out there for the weekend.
You're a big fan of ACT and Spamalot.
Well, I tell you what, I saw the show twice, and I got to say it's one of the better pieces of theater I've ever seen in my 30 years of being in Asheville. I was just blown away by how good it was, and the houses have been packed, so if you want to go see it, now's the time to get over there this weekend. And have you seen a movie since we last spoke?
I did. I saw Chef.
Well, what did you think?
It's a nice little movie, and that's what it is. It's just a nice little movie.
Well, the big one this weekend is Transformers Age of Extinction. I think that's the fourth film in the Transformers series, and it's opening wide this weekend at the Biltmore Grand in Carolina Asheville, and it's sci-fi madness, action adventure kind of thing. There is one other film, new film at the Carolina called We Are the Best. It's about three girls in 1980s Stockholm who decide to form a punk group even though they have no musical instruments, and they hear that punk is dead. What do you think? You and I should start a punk group?
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, I'm sure it would be.
That would be really terrific, actually.
I guess it
we
would
could
be.
Hit the road.
Yeah, we could hit the road. We could take this whole song and dance on the road. That might be a good weekend to pick up some of the, go back and take a look at some of the other movies that are still hanging in there. Asheville Pizza and Brewing is going to have a sing-along version of Frozen over there for the kids this weekend. And maybe you and I could go do that.
Maybe we could open for The Clash.
It's an idea. Or we could just go to the ball game. The Asheville Tourists are in town this weekend, too. Had a good old McCormick Field, which looks pretty good after that big Florida-Georgia Line concert on Sunday, last Sunday. The field has survived, and the baseball has returned.
Always fun to see the tourists over at McCormick Field. Tony, have a good weekend. Thanks for your help.
So long, everybody.